Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I don't get the question. I feel like I'm in a staff meeting.
Well, yeah, I can't disagree there.
I don't understand what you mean. When are we getting paid? I don't understand the question. When are we getting paid? I feel this is where we are. All right.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, motorcycle, boat, whatever it may be. They are the best in the insurance business. The best. No question. And they'll take good care of your policies. Customer service means everything to them. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. We could have picked a dozen plays from the Kansas City Buffalo game yesterday, but this is our play-by-play call of the day.
Down the middle. It's Hill in the open. Cuts it upfield. He might be gone. He is. Kansas City takes the lead with a minute to go from 64 incredible yards. Down the middle to the end zone. And there it is. Touchdown number 4 on the night for Davis.
Hail Mary kicks. Gotta throw it right away. Right now, someone in the middle.
Down the middle. Oh my goodness. It's going to be a 48-yard attempt. Only 48 yards. That's what it'll be. The kick is good. It's going to overtime.
Looking to the end zone
for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs to the championship game.
Jim Nance, by the way, at his finest yesterday. I know Tony Romo gets a lot of credit. And sure, Tony Romo does a great job. Jim Nance was brilliant yesterday. He was outstanding. So, you know, he'll be the first to tell you, boy, I had a lot to work with. But you know what? You can botch up a lot to work with. He was great. He was great yesterday. What a ball game. You know? I mean, I appreciated it just from the entertainment and the football side of it and the great plays. Matt, of course, was there just looking at it from, you know, really from the hate side of it. So, it's, you know, but we all have, it kind of brings balance to the broadcast. Again, Eric, by the way, is a podcast listener from Maryland, from Frederick.
Yeah, how about that? Thank you for the listen.
Yeah, we appreciate, Eric, we appreciate you very much, and everybody listens on the podcast. But he asked about Ohio State. Ohio State got a game last week with Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, a.k.a. Ooey Pooey, okay? And they scheduled that game because they had a break in the schedule, and they were able to get that game a little earlier because they had the break to try and make up for it. Penn State hasn't quite had that break in the schedule yet to do it. That's been, and now they've got to make up the Minnesota game. Now, Ohio State's going to have to make up the Nebraska game because it was Nebraska's issue. So Ohio State's going to have a spot to do it. But Penn State tried to get a game last week, Eric. They tried to get a game with 9 different schools. I'm not going to, you know, I know for sure which two came the closest to saying yes and almost did say yes. But I'm not going to reveal the two just because it's just, you know, it's counterproductive to do that. But they tried. They had until 5 o'clock on Tuesday to do it. They worked hard to get it. They went 0 for 9, especially in the two that they thought they had it. And then those two schools, each one of them decided not to do it. So, yeah, so they've made attempts to make up for the games you're talking about, the three games. And by the way, and I will tell you, Delaware State, by the way, was one of them. They called Delaware State, said no. So there were attempts, just so you know, Eric. But thank you for the great question. See, that's a great question. Always love questions. Always do from the audience. I love taking calls. Love taking calls or questions on the internet, whatever it may be. That way we're talking about, one of the reasons is, when I go out to speak to groups, I'll give a synopsis of whatever, tell a couple jokes, you know, that I personally think are funny, nobody else does. And then I'll say, hey, let's open up to questions, because the reason is I want to talk about what you want to talk about. I'd much rather talk about what you want to talk about. Now, I made the mistake once of saying that, and so the suit started talking about what he wanted to talk about, and I said, I wasn't talking about you. Talk about the audience. but I want to talk about IndyCar. I mean, you mean the one where they go in circles? First one to 800 successful left turns wins. Okay, great.
S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
I think I got the rules. I think I had the rules down. All right. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. So let's get to the college football playoff as relative to the NFL playoffs. The NFL playoffs, that was riveting literally all four games. And I know I picked all four wrong. I went perfect last weekend. I was 6-0. I went 0-4 this weekend on picks. But all four ended on the final play of the game. The final play of the game is when the winning points were scored in all four games. You can't put a price on that kind of drama. The NFL, I mean, it's, you know, they've got gigantic TV contracts. They have labor peace. They may have it by the hair on their chinny chin chins, but they have labor peace. They've got ratings. The ratings this weekend are going to be off the charts. Green Bay and San Francisco, you not only have Green Bay and San Francisco in there, but it's snowing at Lambeau in January. You're automatically like, I want to watch a little bit of that. And then the Bills and Chiefs was expected to be a great game and did something that's really difficult. It exceeded the expectations. And the NFL is a gold mine. A gold mine because they deliver games like that. So now let's get to the college football playoff. There is the problem with the college football playoff is there's a far too simplistic view of what a playoff is. A playoff does determine a champion. But just because the semifinals and the finals, now the final this year, of course, was a terrific game between Alabama and Georgia. And Alabama and Georgia and Clemson, Alabama, have delivered some really good championship games. But the semifinals, for the most part, except for maybe a Clemson-Ohio State game, has not delivered any real drama. This year's semifinals delivered no drama. But if you look at this past weekend, this past weekend was not a semifinal. This weekend coming up is a semifinal. The Super Bowl has had its moments of drama, no question. AFC and NFC championship games have had moments of drama. But you get a lot of drama in weekends like this. The drama was off the charts. These were the quarterfinals. You look at the NCAA basketball tournament. The NCAA basketball tournament every time that they show, oh, sure, have there been great moments in the finals, national championship game? Yeah, Keith Smart hits a shot. Michael Jordan hits a shot. I thought the Suggs play in the national semifinal last year for Gonzaga against UCLA was phenomenal theater. No getting right, because you'll get moments in the Final Four like that. You know, Wittenberg, you know, short on the shot. Charles slams it home. NC State wins. Yeah, you've had that. But so much more of the drama has occurred with Bryce Drew hits a shot at the buzzer. Upsets taking place. Middle Tennessee beats Michigan State. Florida Gulf Coast. You know, games like that have happened in the first weekend. I mean, even one of the great moments in the history of the NCAA tournament, Grant Hill's pass to Christian Laettner at the Spectrum to beat Kentucky, was the regional championship game, the Elite Eight. It was not the Final Four. This year, for example, just based on the college football playoff rankings, that game between Ohio State, which was 6, and Utah, that was 11, it turned out it was the Rose Bowl. And it turned out that in the rankings, that's who would have been playing in the round. It produced a 48-45 Rose Bowl. That Rose Bowl was great. It was fun. It was fabulous theater. That would have been a quarterfinal game. Or would have been an opening, excuse me, would have been an opening round game. 48-45. Rose Bowl, 6 versus 11. It was a great game. This is the jolt that college football needs. You're going to get some great matchups that are 8 versus 9, 7 versus 10, 6-11, maybe even 5-12. Does it matter if 12 can beat 1? Not yet. Not yet. Unfortunately, college football has to take care of more than just the college football playoff, but that's one of them. The transfer portal is another part that needs to be taken care of. As much as Matt wants me to transfer out of this show, I'm still staying. I just, you know, thought I'd bring it up. It's kind of like an internal problem right now.
Oh, my almighty!
just kidding. But I think they have to, the NCAA, you still have the power, NCAA, to make some rules. Make them. You still have the power to make some rules. Don't act like you're in the fetal position. So let's start with a couple of elements, okay? And these are just brainstorming elements. And I'd love to hear what you, the fans, have to say. This is your sport. For one thing, the transfer portal should be allowed that you're allowed to transfer from point A to point B without having to sit out one time in your career. Once you use up your one, you then have to sit out the other one. So JT Daniels, for example, should have to sit out. Now, obviously, he's grandfathered because he transferred before the rule came into play. So I understand that. But so let's just use him as an example. Say he transferred and, okay, he goes USC to Georgia. Now he's training. He should have to sit out a year. I know he's grandfather. He doesn't have to. I understand that. This is considered to be transfer one under the new rule. That part I got. But you have to sit out a year if it's your second one. I want to avoid the Charlie Moores of the world. And Charlie is a fine player. I don't mean to sit here and pick on him. But the only reason I bring his name up is like he's gone from Cal to Kansas to DePaul to Miami. He's on his fourth school. How in the heck are you getting an education on your fourth school? Not everybody takes every credit. This is fourth school. Really? Come on. That's not college basketball. Rajir Bolton is, you know, he's on it. You know, so is Isaiah Brockington. They're both in their third schools. Brock went St. Bonaventure to Penn State and then went to Iowa State. Bolton, Penn State, Iowa State, Gonzaga. But Moore's gone to four schools. Moore's on his fourth school. Really? That's college athletics? So this is what I would propose. Different calendars, different sports. But let's just take this as we're talking football. I think from the day after the national championship game, so this year it would have been January 11th, right? From January 11th to the first Wednesday, which is February, 2nd this year? From January 11th to February 2nd in this particular calendar year, you're allowed to transfer. The second transfer window would be from May 1st to May 15th. After that, no. No can do. You put two windows together, one at the end of the regular season, one at the end of spring practice. After that, we're done. Put the rule in. They don't like it? Tough. Okay? January 11th, day after the national championship game in this particular year. February 2nd, late signing period. That's one. May 1st to May 15th after spring practice. That's two. That's it. That's what you got. Okay? It's 5 weeks a year you can transfer. After that, you live with your decision for that particular year. That'd be one I'd look at. Number two, what do you do with the early signing period? There are two solutions to me. One, just go back to the late signing period, which this year is February 2nd, and leave it at that like the old days. I don't think, this is the fifth year they've done the early signing period. Or, look at the basketball model. Basketball, the early signing period happens just about right before the season starts. I think this year Penn State, the first day was November 10th this year, and Penn State's opening game was that night against Youngstown State, so they didn't announce their class officially and have a little signing day party for it till the 11th. Okay. But, so either go back to what was the case 5 years ago, late signing period, that's it. Or have an early signing period, but do it in the preseason. Now, I've arbitrarily picked August 15th. Arbitrarily. I don't care what date you pick. August 1, whatever. Maybe you want to pick August 1. Whatever that may be, that's fine. Because let me ask you this question. How many players had committed to Penn State in August? And who dropped out? What, one? Real late, and they knew that deal already. But really, essentially, none. The guys that were committed to this football program in August signed in December. What's the difference? Guys want to get their recruitment out of the way. They want to go through their senior year with some semblance of peace, maybe get their credits stacked up so they can enter early if they want, which nine guys have done. Instead of having people crawl all over them and, during the course of their senior season. Some people, they have their mind made up as where they want to go. Every once in a while, you're going to get a Micah Parsons that, nobody knows until that day what he's going to do. That's one of the few, down to the wire. He was down to the wire. Jason Oway was down to the wire. But Penn State, So Reed Castro Fields in the late signing period was down to the wire. But there are very few down to the wires. Most people know where they want to go. And that's why, look, have it settled for the vast majority of guys in August. Penn State did not back off of people. The same people they wanted in August are the same people they signed in December. What's the difference? So either go to the late signing period and have that be one. That's a perfectly acceptable solution. Or take the early signing period and move it up to August 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever it may be, right before the start of the preseason. And then go from there. Instead of having that free-for-all at the end of the regular season where a team, you know, Brian Kelly, I've got my team, you know, they're ranked fifth, you know, if things fall right this weekend, like Cincinnati loses, we could move up. No, I'm going to LSU. Really? Wow. Wow. So, transfer portal, that playoff. Come on. Get your act together. Hey, you can debate solutions, but there are solutions out there. Hey, and you know, somebody's got to also get there, and they've got to be the adult in the room and look around at everybody and say, look, you know what? I see where we're going here. Right? I've made my points. I'm not going to hold up the process. All right, take a break. Today's show is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business. Best in the business. Boat, motorcycle, you name it. They take care of it. Great care of your policy because customer service is everything to Purdy Insurance. That's why you go with them. They'll take care of it all for you. It's all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Very quickly, before we get back to the football part and the part where Matt revels in the joy of others' defeat. Boy, that's sad, isn't it? Yeah, that's sad. Yeah, that's really the way you feel?
For Aaron Rodgers especially? Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad he lost.
Wow. He sent me these two great notes about Luke and Mark being born. I thought you guys had mended fences. Hey, please tell Matt that I'm so thrilled for him.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Why don't you go cut your hair?
Oh, so touching. Before we get to that, believe it or not, Major League Baseball and the Players Association might be making progress.
Oh, my almighty!
They met for over 2 hours and are going to meet again. So this is what Major League Baseball proposed and what the players proposed. I'll tell you, what's not in here, though, is something that if you're a small market team, it's not comfortable. What small market fan bases need, and then Philadelphia doesn't fall into this. Philadelphia is a large market. Pirates or not. For example, fans of the Pirates would love to see a salary cap and a salary floor. The floor, of course, forces you to spend money because you can't go below it. Okay? But that's not what's being proposed by both sides. All right? Major League Baseball wants to gradually raise the threshold on the luxury tax to $220 million by 2026. Players want to see it go up to $245 million. Okay. Pay-for-play arbitration system and free agency for everyone at the age of 29 and a half. Players are proposing free agency at 5 years of service time and 29 and a half, or 6 years of service time, whichever comes first. The owners want to eliminate draft pick compensation for free agents. The players are proposing service time bonuses for all-stars who are selected to the game and if they win certain awards. Owners want to expand the playoff to 14 teams. The players are proposing 12. And draft lottery for the top three picks. The players are proposing a draft lottery with a market size component. So that's what they're, you know, they're going to meet again tomorrow, by the way. What the players have proposed, raising the luxury tax threshold to 245 and 4 gives them more money as players, and plus it, you know, takes the mumbo jumbo out of it. Yeah, sure, teams will be, but they'll spend more. The free agency deal I like. The expanding to 12 teams as opposed to 14. If they went to 12 or 14, it wouldn't bother me either way. And service time part's tricky. But for the better players, it gets them to free agency faster. I can understand that. And a draft lottery, I'd like to see what the draft lottery is like for a market size component. The lottery for the top three picks, I'd go top eight. And do it that way. That way the Phillies can get a better pick. Oh, that's right. They're not in the lottery. The Yankees can now spend $245 million under the players' proposal. And I'm for that, by the way. Let the Yankees spend $245 million. They have no idea how to spend it, so let them do it. How many World Series you've had this century? Oh, that's right. That was a good one, though. Well, what's a big deep breath for? You had one. Enjoy your one.
You're such a typical Red Sox fan.
What?
I just you're right. They haven't been spending that money well. You're right about that.
Well, there are a lot of things about what the Yankees have done I like. I think they've done a way better job with their farm system than at any point during the course of the time I can remember. I mean, way better job of the farm system. But they also have not spent money wisely. How about that?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's how I view it. But there we go. Okay. Great to have you with us on the show today. Yesterday's games were phenomenal. They were just great. Enjoyed it very, very much. It was just great to sit back, watch it, enjoy it. I just thought it was great. Just enjoying every second of it. And, you know, I had no dog in the hunt. It didn't matter to me who won the game. I didn't go into the game like, you know, Matt did with some personal hate and animus. I mean, you know.
But I was rooting for our Central PA guys, and we might have another Super Bowl 2 out of 3 years with the Battle of Central PA.
Yeah, good.
Brett Veach versus Robbie Gould.
Didn't you leave somebody out? Oh, for goodness sakes. All right. Being the host of the show, I'll fill in the gaps. Kevin Givens is from Altoona.
Oh, actually, I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sakes. Why do I just, I mean, I just show up to work? Oh, God, what am I going to do? I can't do this anymore.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I just can't do this. What am I talking about? What the heck? All right. Oh, it's like the first 2 years. All right. Hey, what's next? Forgetting we had a guest? Oh, we already did that one. Not
just as bad as a Packers special teams.
We're only going to rush 10. All right, we'll block them. You know, it's interesting. We talk about decisions that are made by coaches. For example, Sean McDermott. And, you know, why didn't you squib it as opposed to kicking away? Okay, so that's a decision that's made. I understand that. But what makes it a bad decision in the end? Lousy execution by the defense. I know they're trying not to give up the big play, but in the process, they gave up plays because they're playing soft. They're not trying to take key people out, whatever. And I understand that. And remember, Sean McDermott's the guy who made the brilliant call on the option play. Kansas City ended up with a field goal out of it. I mean, he's the one yelling and screaming on the sideline, here comes the option, here comes the option, and then all of a sudden they shifted. And really, that's on Kansas City, for goodness sakes. All right, I'm down at the 7-yard line, and Patrick Mahomes isn't touching the football? Okay, so, I mean, sometimes you get away with a bad decision, you still win the game. That's a bad decision. It's like, I'm going to quarterback sneak it with Jimmy Garoppolo, but we're going to shift our left tackle to the right to do what? Get a penalty? It's like, so you can get away, you can win games and get away with decisions where you sit back and go, oh, what the heck are we doing here? And that's one word. He kicked it away with the idea that my defense can hold 40, 45 yards for 13 seconds, right? That's, you know, and it comes down to the execution of what they're trying to do, and they didn't execute. Kansas City executed better. The call of the hill was brilliant. That was brilliant. They gave me a gap. I put the single, I mean, is he exciting to watch? I mean, my goodness, he's exciting to watch.
Oh, it's, I think our buddy Alex Kazor tweeted it best yesterday. You must have looked at the TV 57 times and just say, the Kansas City's offense. I don't know how you stop that. I don't know how you answer that.
And then the other part is, now let's go to the other guy. Okay? Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel is a tremendously exciting player to watch. That was the biggest problem San Francisco had last year. They had a lot of injuries on defense, but they had no Samuel on offense. He was hurt last year. So they've got just, I mean, some fun people still left in the Cooper Kupp's fun to watch. I thought Jalen Ramsey's coverage on the touchdown catch by Evans was great because he demanded to cover him. I thought, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's typical Jalen Ramsey.
Good call.
He's Jack another one still, that's a dope.
Jack still has 17 more picks than you do. He's a linebacker. Yeah, but that's okay. I got it. You're great. Just ask you. So one day I'd love to be in a press conference. Is there a reason why Jack Ham is an outside linebacker with 17 more interceptions than you do in an era where they're throwing the ball more? Did you answer that question?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Hey, you're making $20-something million a year. I just would like to know. You know, you brag a lot. I don't see a lot, you know. You're better than average. How about that? He is better than average. No getting around it. But is he the greatest corner I've seen in the history of the game? No.
Yeah, no.
No. How about Nick Scott getting a pick yesterday? Nick Scott has played great. Fuller went out, and Scott has stepped in. He's been tremendous. I'm so happy for him. And Grant Haley made some plays on special teams yesterday for the Rams. But Nick Scott, there was a game that Penn State played with Indiana here. And Indiana, I think Peyton Ramsey was the quarterback. And they're running their fast-paced offense, And you remember, Nick played every special team. So Nick's on kickoff return, Nick's on punt coverage, you know, Nick's on all this stuff. He was the special teams captain. He was on all of them. He played 104 plays in the game. No fatigue. 104 plays. Not fatigued. There aren't many guys that have picked off a pass in their Penn State career, scooped up a fumble, run it back for a touchdown, run for a touchdown, catch a touchdown, and throw a touchdown. You know Nick threw a touchdown, right?
Oh, I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, threw it to Christian Hackenberg. He went to safety because he kept sitting down in the running back room, and he kept looking over and seeing Saquon Barkley, and he thought, you know what? I might have to change positions here. So he went to safety. And they're both making coin in the league. That's great. You both are. So I'm happy. You know, Grant Haley's a great example of what I talk about all the time. You get into this game, and the key is, if you're not the star, how do you keep your career alive? Grant Haley has kept his career alive. Love it. Smart, fast, good player. Thrilled for Grant. You know, he's on that Rams team now. And Kevin Givens is from Altoona.
Correct.
So
now I know that. But
it's
here's this.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
But here's this I picked up. This will, either way, no matter what happens on Sunday, Penn State will be represented in its 51st Super Bowl.
I already knew that. No matter what. Yeah, you're... As I said last year, you know how Steeler fans constantly make fun of Cincinnati. They call them the Bungles. You know, they make fun of them all the time. I said last year, it was early October, because obviously injuries hadn't happened yet. I said, Steeler fans, you have a gigantic problem. For the first time in a long, long time, their quarterback is better than yours. And he's going to be there a long time. That is a big Steeler problem. Their quarterback, for the first time in forever, is better than yours. Burrow was better than Ben last year. He was way better than Ben this year. And he's going to be way better than whomever they put out there next year. And the year after. And the year after. And the year after. That's a big problem for the Steelers. The Bengals quarterback. The Bengals have never really had the better quarterback. Even when they had Ken Anderson was a hell of a quarterback. He really was. Really was. But Bradshaw was better. Okay, and then after Bradshaw, maybe there's a period of time where Anderson, you know. Right? And then Boomer for a little bit was better when Boomer was there. But even when Carson Palmer was there, Ben was better. Now? No. Big Steeler problem. So, Steeler fans, I hope you enjoyed all those times you called them the Bungles. Because guess what? The Bengals have the guy that you will now envy at quarterback. Big problem. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm trying to think, can we say that about Jalen Hurts? Quite a playoff game he had. Back with more in a moment. No? Wasn't good? I didn't see it.
Yeah, not quite.
I didn't see the game. So, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Matt Gay, with 4 seconds on the clock, will attempt a 30-yard field goal from the left hash. Hits it with the right foot. Kick on its way. It is through. It is good. Matt Gay brings it home. Los Angeles will host the NFC Championship game next Sunday at SoFi Stadium.
Hey, Tom, how are you process going forward? I know a lot of people are wondering how you will contemplate whether you'll come back or not.
I haven't put a lot of thought into it, so you know, we'll just take it day by day and see where we're at.
Yeah, getting ready for a game, how much thought did you want him to put into it? I mean, seriously, you're preparing for a game. How much thought are you preparing on retirement? I mean, weren't you supposed to be preparing for the game? I haven't thought too much about it. Why should he? He's preparing for the game. He's thinking he's going to get to the Super Bowl. It's like, how much thought do you want him to put in? Stuff makes no sense. It really doesn't. Stuff Matt wants to know about. I'm like, really? Matt Gay, by the way, used to kick for Tampa Bay. Suckup beat him out for the job, so he's a free agent. He went to the Rams. Quite a day of football this weekend, 2 days. Didn't see it all Saturday because of, literally, I pulled into my driveway right after Robbie Gould kicked the field goal. Literally. So I didn't see any of that game. Or the Bengals-Titans game. But watched both games yesterday. It was fun. Dramatic. Speaking of fun and dramatic, guess what Friday night is? Penn State Iowa Wrestling. Ooh, at Carver. I know what I'm doing Friday night when I'm sitting down in front of my TV set and watching.